Left-wing pop sensation Taylor Swift crowned Time Magazine Person of the Year by Simon Kent on December 6, 2023. Taylor Swift has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2023, following in the footsteps of previous winners including Greta Thunberg, Barack Obama, and Volodymyr Zelensky. The jet-setting climate change activist, who endorses Democrats, attacks Republicans, and performs for communist human rights abusing China's Singles Day, told the magazine she is the proudest and happiest I've ever felt. The left-wing singer also admitted the toll of her 180-minute era's concerts often left her feeling physically wrecked. After a run of shows, I do not leave my bed except to get food and take it back to my bed and eat it there, she said. I can barely speak because I've been singing for 3 shows straight. Every time I take a step, my feet go crunch, crunch, crunch from dancing in heels. As well as her tour, Swift has also released the fastest-selling record of 2023, a re-recording of her decade-old album 1989. There has also been controversy along the way. As Breitbart News reported, Swift used her massive social media following to promote a left-wing voter registration organization on Election Day. But the singer continues to remain silent on Hamas massacre of Israelis more than a month after the October 7th slaughter. Taylor Swift promoted the organization Vote.org in an Instagram story post. Voters gonna vote, Swift wrote to her 275 million followers. She concluded by adding a link to Vote.org at the bottom of her post. Vote.org promotes itself as nonpartisan, but the group works to help the left win elections. In recent years, the organization tried to halt the Georgia election integrity law, which added voter ID requirements to state election rules, among a host of other measures. It also tried to stop Texas from requiring physical signatures on voter registration applications, as Breitbart News reported. This was not the first time the performer has entered the political domain, previously offering her unsolicited views on everything from sexuality and abortion to accusing former President Donald Trump of stoking the fires of white supremacy. As Breitbart News reported, in June 2020, she marked the start of Pride Month by blasting what she called harmful pieces of legislation, a reference to the growing number of state laws protecting children from irreversible body modification, sexually explicit drag shows, and other forms of radical GAP2S+ indoctrination. We can't talk about pride without talking about pain, she said. Right now and in recent years, there have been so many harmful pieces of legislation that have put people in the LGBTQIAP2S+, and queer community at risk. It's painful for everyone. Every ally, every loved one, every person in these communities. Swift, whose fan base contains a large number of gay men, then urged her fans to vote accordingly. As Breitbart's David Ng has chronicled, Swift has rushed headlong into the welcoming arms of left-wing politics and woke activism for years. In 2020, NG observed she officially endorsed Joe Biden's bid for the White House, placing her enormous star power and influencer status in service of the Democratic presidential ticket. At the time, Swift said abortion and gay rights were among her top issues in choosing a candidate. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.